It's a special episode of Best, and not even episode. We're just going to talk a little bit.
Yeah, it's Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth. I don't know. Do you say happy Juneteenth? Or is it just like, here is Juneteenth? We're aware of Juneteenth. I don't know.
Yeah. We're aware that Juneteenth is a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, if you don't know what Juneteenth is, it is the day 2 years after slavery was ended that the people who were enslaved in Texas were notified and freed. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. 2 years. I would be so angry.
Yeah.
So angry. It's like, wait. Yeah. So slavery was legal, then it was illegal, and then y'all didn't tell us for 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. I think it was like a reclaiming of, we're going to now say this is our celebration of the end of slavery. So I think it can be a celebratory happy Juneteenth, even though the circumstances were so shitty.
But does this mean I get to go up to other Black people and go, happy Juneteenth? Or is that too much?
Honestly, we don't have a lot of happy anythings, so I think it's okay. I think we should definitely go up to other Black people and say happy anything whenever we want, whenever the fuck we want.
Well, my mom used to smile at other Black people. Like, if we were in the supermarket, I grew up in a predominantly white town where I'm truly reliving a lot of, like, micro and overtly racist things that happened at this high school. But in the town I grew up in, it was, like, super white. So, like, if we saw another Black person in town, my mom would always smile. And one day I was just like, why do you always smile at Black people? And she was like, just so they know they're not alone. And I was like, ugh, why would we think we're all alone? And now as an adult, I fully understand it.
Totally,
and then I started doing it. And I didn't realize that sometimes my smile, I look unhinged. Because sometimes people are like, ugh.
They're like, I feel more alone than I felt ever in my life.
This Black woman is fucking terrifying.
Is anyone seeing this or did I imagine her?
She's absolutely sick. I kind of look like Clay Jensen in the one episode he smiles in 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, yes. Ooh, how terrifying. Ooh, God.
I mean, this is not the same thing as slavery, but we watched every single episode of 13 Reasons Why season 4, and I'll tell you
something. Is it terribly different, though? I felt trapped. I felt like I was made to finish this thing, and I gotta tell you, did enjoy it. Even though I watched every single episode.
And nobody paid us to do it. We should have been paid to watch.
That was free
the final
labor.
Season of 13 Reasons Why. But it's so, like, Juneteenth, I'm glad that, like, more people know about it. I'm glad because I feel like a lot of times people seem to think that Black people are making up excuses. They're like, well, why can't you just, you know, get the same education I got? Why can't you just pull yourself up by your bootstraps? And I'm like, well, because systemic things keep pushing us down. Like, slaves were released, and then some weren't even fucking told about it. So now these slaves who, they have a two-year non, like, so there, some slaves have a two-year head start on trying to, like, you know, have a life after they were freed. And then these guys are starting 2 years later. And it's just, like, that's just one of the many things that happens to Black people.
Yeah. And even after... you know, slavery was legally abolished. There were still people who were keeping slaves or like after you were free, bringing you back into slavery. My uncle told me a story about his two uncles. Mm-hmm. So I guess my great uncles, how they were like in Florida or somewhere. And they wanted to work on a dock. They were just like working, like doing like fisherman work. And the guy who ran the boat was like trying to give them terms and be like, well, you just can never leave. And they're like, we can never leave. And he's like, yeah, you just never leave. And you just stay here on the boat and you work all the time. And they're like, this sounds a lot like slavery. Mm-hmm. And then they had to escape. They had to like run away because that's what the situation was. And there was a lot of like trickery happening where it's like, we'll give you a job. And then you slowly realize, oh, I guess they never intend on paying me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fucked up. And then I started reading about, so Black Wall Street is the Tulsa race riots where Black people owned property, had their own businesses, and it was a truly thriving community. And it was thriving more than other white communities near. And those white people got really mad and burnt it to the ground and killed a bunch of people. And then I knew about that. I've known about that for a while. I didn't know about Axe Handle Saturday, which is in Jacksonville, Florida, where it was an orchestrated attack by Klan members to murder activists, Black activists in the 60s. And then I got down a wormhole, truly at the car dealership yesterday, of race riots, or, I mean, Black people being massacred, because that's what I'd rather call them than just a race riot. And there is, you have got to see the Wikipedia page. It's nuts. It's just like, you scroll from like the 1800s to now. It's crazy. And I'm like, at the rate we're going, every single day in this calendar can be the anniversary of Black people being fucking murdered. And it's nuts. And I'm like, so I guess I just don't get, like, just a lot of white people who don't, it's like, you hear it, are you not listening? I'm so confused. I'm so confused as to why, I don't know. I get real upset about things.
Well, it's also like, we don't get taught these things. We have to do our own research after we leave school. But we're not getting taught these things in school. So then I guess I could see how if you were a person who's not a person of color, mm-hmm. who's not Black in America, and you've never heard any of these historical facts before, and then they come, then they're presented to you and you're like, whoa, that seems, it just all seems like so much and it's so horrifying that I don't think, your brain doesn't want to believe it because you're like, my country, you know, like the place I grew, this, I have pride here, my family, my race, you know, that we're capable of this kind of abuse and harm to other humans. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's good for everyone to know this history. It's not just Black history. It's American history.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot talk about the future of America without talking about where it came from. Mm-hmm. And ignoring it just makes us repeat it.
Yeah, I also read this thing last night that I've been trying to implement, but I haven't done that at all in this conversation. She was like, don't call people slaves. Call them enslaved people. Because it's not like they voluntarily became slaves. They were enslaved. And I was like, ooh, dang. Just even the way we're taught that, it's kind of nuts.
I was listening to a talk recently about crime, or how crime is identified and labeled, like, in not calling people criminals, because that takes away their humanness and that only identifies them as their crime.
Mm-hmm.
And also, crime itself is a loose interpretation of something that's constructed, because who gets to determine what a crime is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At one point in time, drug use was not a crime. Now it is. You know, prostitution is a crime now, but should it be? Like, there's like so many things where it's like, yeah, that's a crime, but why? Because someone said it should be?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Like, it is kind of crazy that prostitution is illegal. I think it was just truly to have more control over women's bodies. Not that, you know, there aren't male sex workers or whatever. But I think a lot of them are women. And it's like, you can't have full autonomy over your body. We're going to make this illegal. And it's also like jaywalking. Why is that fucking illegal? I have to walk in this little box that you made. Get real. Mm-hmm. I need to cross a dang street and there's no little sign. I'm getting there.
You can't stop me. I'm getting there.
Yeah, and this Juneteenth, I'll be jaywalking. That's where you can find me in the street.
Hashtag jaywalk on Juneteenth.
Honestly, I would be so mad if I found out 2 years later. Like, I just, that must have been devastating.
God, yeah.
And, like, how did other people find out? Did they, like, make their way? I mean, not all enslaved people went north after they were freed, but the ones who did go north is like, oh, where you come from? Texas, they told us yesterday. Like, what was that conversation like?
I mean, I'm sure it was also like, we're not surprised. Like, oh, yeah, if the message went to the head of the household, the head of the plantation, which is the slave owner, then, and he didn't feel like letting his enslaved people know, you can go, then, of course, that's going to happen that way.
But also, what a fail on the fucking government to not go to every goddamn plantation and make sure that there weren't enslaved people there. Isn't that nuts? Isn't that nuts that the government wasn't like, oh, we should make sure these people are free?
They didn't care that much.
No, which is such a bummer.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if, like, slavery didn't happen. Okay. Like, I wonder what life would be like.
Hmm.
Like, if white people just minded their own business and were like, we'll pick our own cotton.
I mean, we wouldn't be here.
No, but we might.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe we would have come on our own choice, our own volition.
Because, like, black people end up everywhere.
It's true.
Oh, is it because slavery was everywhere?
Well, yes. That's also, we were put on boats and spread all over the world.
Ah, yeah. Just sprinkle.
But that doesn't mean that we couldn't have made. But that doesn't mean that we couldn't have had explorers that on our own went places.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, like, where you did, like, an ancestry thing, right? But do you
know? Like, yeah.
It just tells you, like, African, right? It doesn't tell you, like, where in Africa, or does it?
Yeah, it was like Ivory Coast, Ghana, mostly. Oh. A little bit of Nigerian.
I want to know what I am. I want to know what fucking tribe. Imagine there's like a tribe of like Nicole people.
I actually can't imagine.
Like a whole village of loud people who like cackle, who kind of dress wild. And I'm like, these are my people. The language is truly just scream talking. There is no real dialect.
Everyone's on rollerblades.
Oh my God. Maybe that's why I have the urge to rollerblade.
It's in your blood.
How are you going to celebrate Juneteenth? This is Friday, right?
Yeah, on Friday. How am I going to celebrate? I don't know.
We should do something.
Let's do something. It's feeling real black.
Yeah. Yeah, real black. What's the blackest thing we can do? I guess just existing.
Yeah, that's good too. Honestly, just celebrating ourselves is a revolutionary act.
Well, you want to come to the cul-de-sac and hula hoop?
Yeah, I do.
We did that last week and a man laughed at us.
Oh yeah, he just rode on his bike and was like, so funny.
I gotta say, I do think we brought a lot of joy to everybody who saw us.
Yeah, we were like little kids, even though we're full adults.
Yeah.
You on your roller skates, me hula hooping.
And that I love. I don't know. Lately, I've just been trying to do a lot of stuff that bring me joy. So I think that's what I'll do on Juneteenth. Do things that bring me joy. And I hope every black person listening also does something that brings them a little bit of joy. But we should probably wrap it up, right?
I think so.
Well, happy Juneteenth to you, Sasheer.
Happy Juneteenth to you, Nicole.
Well, thank you. You's a nice black.
Yes, Lord. It was so good talking to you.